Maran in Siman Tafresh Vav, Halakha Aleph writes that although Yom Kippur atones for sins between man and God, it does not atone for sins between man and his fellow man until he goes to him and gets a clear release or a mihila on that sin. There is a mashma'ut, an understanding from Maran, that he holds that one must go at least or a maximum amount of 3 times to his friend until he gives him mihila. But it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that each time you have to bring 3 people, including the first time. You should always go with 3 people. The Biur Halakha makes this inference from the words of Maran, but he says that Harambam argued. Harambam held that the first time you go, you're able to go alone. And then if he doesn't forgive you, then you start to bring 3 people 3 times. And then if he still doesn't forgive you after that, then the person who was asking for forgiveness is released. And God will forgive him for that avon, because he made an effort. And the halakha, we follow the opinion of the Rambam, and it's also a Yerushalmi, that the first time you don't have to bring 3 people to ask for forgiveness, even though it sounds like that's the opinion of Maran, but the Kaf Chaim also brings down that it's okay for the first time to go alone. Furthermore, there is an opinion that says that if a person does not ask forgiveness from his friends, he will not get forgiveness from God for the sins between man and God. So therefore, a lot hinges on asking mehila from our friends. The Kaf HaHaim says that there's a great prosecution against a person who doesn't ask forgiveness. The angel goes up to God and says, this man doesn't care about sin. Because if he cared, he'd go and appease his friend before the holiday. And therefore, how could you forgive him for any sin? He's negligent. Therefore, we have to make every effort, especially during our Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Erev Kippur, to go try to make amends with different people that we know, either that we monetarily harm them, then you have to return the money and ask for forgiveness, or whether we abuse them verbally, we also must ask them mechila in order to get appeasement. The person that's being asked for forgiveness, the halakha says, should not be cruel. He should not be achzar, he shouldn't be stubborn. If he gives mechila, Borei Olam will also give him mechila on his sins as well.